One of those lobbying for the change is Florence School Board President Dan Brereton, whose rural district nearly closed because it went broke. Voters in the district eventually approved a referendum to exceed state-imposed revenue limits, but he says the fix is only temporary. Brereton says it's created a situation where the district has to be cautious.
Every decision we have to make has to answer the question, how will this help pass a referendum? And I don't, you know, I'm not an educator, but that sure seems like a damn poor way to have to run a school.
Brereton wants lawmakers to pass a resolution calling for a revamp of the state school funding formula by July of 2009. The measure backed by Verona Assembly Democrat Sandy Pope Roberts does not include any particulars. She says those would be decided by a special panel made up of lawmakers and education experts.
This is about throwing out a school finance system that no longer works and creating a funding system that is adequate for every child in Wisconsin, regardless of their individual circumstances.
Governor Jim Doyle has talked in the past about wanting to change the school funding formula. His proposed budget this year calls for about a 3% increase in state funding, including more money for small class sizes and school breakfasts. Sponsors of this resolution say that's about as good as can be expected under current circumstances, but Democratic Senator Roger Bresky says it's still just a Band-Aid, and it's time to do something more. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.